Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. But I want that kind of heart. I want His will with all my heart." Elizabeth adds, "I say it to Him over and over. Lord, do anything you want with me, at any cost. Work your will in me." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Music of His Promises, Listening to God with Love, Trust, and Obedience. As you seek a closer walk with Jesus Christ, thank you for joining us for another challenge from Elizabeth Elliot.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me today and for all who are willing to follow the Lord. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. I want to give you today a few reflections about our trip to Ecuador in May of 1994. My husband Lars and I made what for me was a sentimental journey. For him, it was a fascinating glimpse into the country where I spent 11 years as a missionary between 1952 and 1963. As I reflect back on those 11 years, I wouldn't take any amount of billions in exchange for the privilege, the joy that it was. I loved my work there. I loved the country. I loved the people. But things did not turn out the way I expected them to. I fully expected to be a jungle missionary for the rest of my life. And here I am sitting in a studio doing a radio program at the moment. So this reminds me that the will of God is always discoverable and it is always doable. Now let me emphasize that. For those of you who may be puzzled about the will of God, how will I find it? Will I be able to do it? It is always discoverable. The promise is, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. He will direct your paths. If you really want to do His will, that's the condition, of course. And it is always doable. Sometimes we imagine that we can't accomplish the will of God because of our circumstances or somebody else preventing us from doing it. It's not true. We can always do the will of God. You know, when Paul wanted to preach the gospel, he was imprisoned. Was he prevented from doing the will of God? No. He was prevented from preaching the gospel as he thought he was going to, but God gave him a different assignment once he was put into prison. And it was there that he wrote several of his most beautiful epistles. He had a testimony to those guards, and he was doing the will of God moment by moment. The chains, the guards, and the prison walls did not prevent his doing the will of God. So the will of God is always discoverable, it's always doable, but it is always very different in its working out than we imagine. At least, so it has been in my experience. The shepherd promises to lead us in paths of righteousness. The shepherd leads the sheep. It's his business to see that the sheep get into the right paths and to the right pastures, and to carry them safely through the valley of the shadow of death. And he leads us in paths of righteousness, not for my name's sake, but for his name's sake. But his leading always, sooner or later, involves suffering, sacrifice, and servanthood. Don't be surprised if in your present situation you suffer. You are required to make sacrifices that you hadn't counted on, and you are given opportunities to be a servant. And the greatest test of our willingness to be a servant is our reaction when somebody treats us like one. Think about that. The greatest test of our willingness to be a servant is our reaction when somebody treats us like one. So the will of God is always different than we imagine, and it is always bigger. And this I believe with all my heart, and I want to shout it from the housetops, it is always unspeakably more glorious than we could ever have imagined. Ultimately, it is always more glorious than we could ever have imagined. Ask those who have followed the shepherd. I certainly expected to be a jungle missionary for the rest of my life, just as I expected to be Mrs. P. James Elliott for the rest of my life. After I married Jim, I remember within minutes after the ceremony, I thought to myself, till death us do part. That's a long time. Isn't it wonderful that I am married to this man and nothing but death can ever separate us? And that seemed as though it would be a very long way down the future. It was 27 months later. So the will of God was very different from what I imagined. When Jim died, I was sure that I would never marry again because I couldn't imagine loving anyone as I had loved Jim. Even less could I imagine anyone wanting to marry me because I had thought it was a real miracle that I got married the first time. So I have not been Mrs. P. James Elliott all the rest of my life. For a while I was Mrs. Addison Leach, and now I am Mrs. Lars Grin. And I use Elizabeth Elliott only for convenience because it's my pen name, and my publishers would not be very happy if I kept changing the name under which I began writing books. The Lord gave me the privilege of being a Bible translator for a very short time, but the results of that Bible translation work, again, were very different from what I had imagined. None of it is in use today. But the Bible says, when he putteth forth his sheep, he goeth before. When the shepherd puts forth his sheep, he goes in front of them. And it's one day at a time, one step at a time. I mentioned the other day the awful sense of my own inadequacy as a missionary, which almost overwhelmed me as I was visiting the Quechua Indians with whom I had spent 8 years. A prayer of St. Augustine has encouraged me, and this is my own modern English version of the old English of the translation that I have in my library. I know, Lord, and I humbly acknowledge that I myself am utterly unworthy of your love, but I am also sure that you are altogether worthy of my love. I am not good enough to serve you, but you have a right to the best service I can pay. Please impart to me your own goodness in place of my unworthiness. Help me to cease from sin as you want me to do, and enable me to serve you as I ought. Help me to guard and control myself, to begin and finish my course, so that when life's race is run, I may sleep in peace and rest in you. Be with me, Lord, to the end. Make my rest perfect security, and that security a happy eternity. I want to mention 4 books that relate to my missionary experience. The first one is Through Gates of Splendor, which tells the story of 5 men who were killed by Alka Indians in 1956. One of whom was my husband, Jim. The second one is the biography of my husband, Jim. It's called Shadow of the Almighty. Perhaps the most important book that I've written, because literally hundreds of men especially have told me that no book outside of the Bible has so profoundly influenced their lives. Then there's The Savage, My Kinsman, telling the story of my living with the Alka Indians after the killing of my husband, and These Strange Ashes. And I would like to read to you just a piece of the epilogue of the book, The Savage, My Kinsman, since it's along this subject of God's will and how different it may be. We must not proceed from our own notions of God's action. It will appear sometimes that he has not acted. But we must look clearly and unflinchingly at what happens and seek to understand it through the revelation of God in Christ. His life on earth had a most inauspicious beginning. There was the scandal of the virgin birth, the humiliation of the stable, the announcement not to village officials, but to uncouth shepherds. A baby was born, a savior and king. But hundreds of babies were murdered because of that birth. His public ministry, surely no tour of triumph, no thundering success story, led not to stardom, but to crucifixion. Multitudes followed him, but most of them wanted what they could get out of him. And in the end, all his disciples fled. Yet out of this seeming weakness and failure, out of his very humbling to death, what exaltation and what glory! For the will of God is not a quantitative thing, static and measurable. The sovereign God moves in mysterious relation to the freedom of man's will. We can demand no instant reversals. Things must be worked out according to a divine design and timetable. Sometimes the light rises excruciatingly slowly. The kingdom of God is like leaven and seed, things which work silently, secretly, slowly. But there is in them an incalculable transforming power.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.